Thanks. This is our time for testimonies and praises, prayer requests. If you have anything you'd like to share with us about what God's been doing in your life, or if you have a praise or testimony from this past week, or if you have a prayer request, something you'd like us to pray for, this is your time. Please come up and share. I'd like to share, first of all, last night Art came to our house, and I had a chance together with Art to talk to our son, Micah, about his future. And I didn't know how much I could say in detail. I thought maybe, if you wouldn't mind, Art, that maybe you could explain it more clearly than me. I get a little jumbled sometimes when I'm thinking about my son. So would that be all right if you could share after me about what transpired in our house last night? So thanks.
Well, we know that living at home isn't good for Micah, and he wasn't very hot on the idea of coming to live on the farm, and he always talks about how much his life in Osaka was so good, and he wishes he could be in Osaka. And my senpai, the hikikomori expert that I work with, met with Toshie, and he said he's an adult. If he wants to go to Osaka, help him get to Osaka. And so Tim and I sat down, and Tim said, your mother and I love you very much, and it's not working out for you to be here. And Mike is like, oh, here it comes, they're kicking me out. And he's like, we want you to go to Osaka, and we want to help you get there because that's where you want to be, and we'll support you financially and until you can find a job. And you know, Micah's very proud, and so he said, no, I can't because I can't take your money. And so I said quickly, you can pay it back. I said, oh, okay. So Micah has some hope now, some excitement for the future. I personally don't think he'll be able to go directly from his house that he's been living in for 3 years by himself or in his own world to Jiritsu independent life in Osaka. But this would be a wake-up call for him to realize he's got to take some steps to recover before he can get to where he wants to be, which is Osaka. And so whether that's spending time in the hospital or spending time at a share house or with Darcy and I, you know, we just have to pray that Micah will be motivated and Micah will be willing to do whatever it takes. You know, he said, oh, it's going to be, you know, I said, well, did you think about going to the hospital? He said, yeah, but it's really like mendokusai, taihen. And I was like, yeah, but this is what you need to do to get to your dream. And he said, yes. So he's excited. I got him his own email address for us to communicate with. If you haven't been hikikomori or if you haven't been secluded by yourself for 3 years, it's hard to understand the mindset, but you don't want to open your email. You don't want to look at your phone because so many people have tried to contact you. Hey, how are you? I'm thinking about you. And you don't want to feel that. You don't want to deal with that. And so I made him his own email address that only I know. And so whenever he opens that up, there'll only be messages from me. And so that's a very, that's a comforting thing. So please pray that he'll be comfortable communicating directly with me. And we don't know how it's going to go, but he was happy and he was appreciative after last night, and so it's really good news. And yeah, that's it. Thanks.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Okay. I'm here to give a testimony about my friends. He's living in Cebu, but somebody called me last night that my friend have died. No, actually, it's don't die. He was killed by somebody riding in tandem last night. Last December, when I go home to the Philippines, we saw each other. And he kissed me, hugged me, because he spent 5 years in prison. And November, he got out, and December, we meet. And then after a few months, one, two, three, about 5 or 4 months, he was killed last night. And it feels so hurt. He's my best friend. First thing that goes to my mind is, who is the killer? Who did that thing? And then somebody called me. It's, I don't know, it's the police or the riding in Tamdim, because he's selling drugs that time. So I said, it's hurt, but it's better for you to die because you're selling drugs. But we're just human, you know. It still hurts for me that he just killed. That's all.
Hello, my name is Grace. I will first say a prayer request for Mihoko-san. She is here today, but there is a seminar going on in SmileCon, and maybe some of our Japanese English service members are also attending, so she's not here. But she told me that we should pray for her. First, she needs God's peace and guidance. She just said, I don't want to take the first step in anything, to step in the water if God does not lead me to do it. So she just wants us to pray for God's peace for every decision she makes and for God's guidance. And then the second thing she shared with me, she didn't say a prayer about it, but I thought it's also something we can pray about it. She told me that many of you know that her daughter has been in hospital for many years, maybe 18 or 19 now. But she told me that there is a likelihood that she'll move back home and stay with them. So she said, I'm not sure about it, but there is that likelihood. So just like Micah's case, this is also something really that really needs our prayers for the family. So let's pray that it will come to pass, that Akiko can finally move and stay with her parents and have a good time with them, and that one day she can also come to church. So that's about Mihoko. And for myself, today I just want to read for you a scripture. You know, there are those scriptures you just read and you don't need to add anything or to interpret anything, because it's just like Jesus Christ or God speaking to you directly. So I want to read one of those places. I was reading yesterday morning. It's 1 Peter chapter 1. And I was to read only 3 and 4, verse 3 and 4 during my time. But then I just read the whole thing because I felt it's really a precious scripture. And I'm going to read the same to you. It's 1 Peter chapter 1. From verse 3 to 25. Please listen. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you may have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Amen. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Darcy. Grace, I love that passage and always that part with, though you have not seen him, you love him. Every time I hear that, I just get chills that that's where we are in the story. We haven't seen Jesus, but we love him. Did you want to say hi? So I have a kind of a quirky prayer request. I will not be here next weekend, but Art and Megumi will be here. I'll be in Nagoya. I'm going to be meeting up with some of my friends there, and we're going to work on recording some of my songs in a studio. And this is exciting, and it's making me really anxious. There are so many of us in here who love music, and I feel that too. When I have something I love, like music, I get so close to God. I enjoy making with God. I enjoy writing songs with God. And then I also think that because it's this area of growth for me and life for me, that it's also where there's a lot of spiritual battles. So I think that's part of this anxiety and the fear. I don't have to be perfect. I want to meet God in the recording studio. The three women I'll be working with are not Christians. We've done a lot of music together. I love them and trust them, and they love me and trust me, even though I'm this weird Christian missionary. And I'm so blessed I'll get to do something with them like this. And my songs are, these aren't some of them that are the most openly about Jesus, but they all are about Jesus in my life with him. So I just ask for like blessing over the time and for just joy and peace in the process. And for God to just do something really, like maybe just eternal in these friendships with these women. So yeah, thank you for listening to that. It's kind of quirky, and in some ways I feel like it's little, but I feel like that's where I think a lot of our battles might be. Mine are there, and like the little stuff. And we were just talking earlier, like, you know, there's always anxiety. Well, but why? Like, that's not what Jesus wants us to have. Like, that's an everyday battle for a lot of us. So thank you.